I'm Kevin Willis. The Ohio Valley's farmers helped plant Donald Trump in the White House. So, 1 year in, how does farm country feel about his presidency? As part of the series 1 Year Under Trump, Nicole Irwin of the Ohio Valley Resource reports farmers still support Trump, but his tough talk on trade has many of them growing nervous.
When President Trump spoke to the American Farm Bureau annual convention this month, he focused on the regulatory rollbacks and tax cuts that motivated many farmers to vote him into office.
Our nation's farmers are just the most incredible people, and we are doing a job for you. You're seeing it like nobody else.
Dale Moore says farmers wanted a better deal, more direct public policy for the Farm Bureau. He says net income for farmers hasn't been this low since the Great Depression.
What we've seen over the last, 4 or 5 years is roughly a 50% decrease in net farm income. There's all kinds of issues that play into that, but we're basically dealing with commodity markets. It's supply and demand. It's Mother Nature. It's, farmers doing what they do so well, which is producing good crops.
Overproduction means stockpiles of soybeans, wheat, and corn for grain farmer Kevin Smith from Shelbyville, Kentucky. Smith traveled at the Kentucky Commodity Conference in Bowling Green this month, hoping for some bright spots in a gloomy market. One glimmer of hope is in the exports.
I think everybody's got their attention to on the NAFTA because trade, we got a whole lot of grain that we got stockpiled, and I think that's sort of a big concern to a lot of the farmers in the upcoming farm bill.
Smith thinks it's too early to see a direct impact from Trump's first year in office, and he's hopeful but nervous about Trump's tough talk on NAFTA. Which President Trump will they see? The one who tells farmers that he wants a deal that's good for agriculture, or the Donald Trump who tells the Wall Street Journal that he might pull out of NAFTA? Chair of the Republican Agriculture Commissioners Committee and Kentucky Commissioner Ryan Quarles hopes Trump will follow the physician's golden rule.
Do no harm.
Quarles says NAFTA has been great for trade for farmers.
For agriculture, one of the bright spots has been trade with Canada as well as Mexico with NAFTA, and it's not a perfect trade deal. It has room for improvement.
Between January and November last year, the Ohio Valley exported almost $242 million of agriculture products to NAFTA countries and South Korea. Over the past decade, the exports topped $2 billion. The sixth round of NAFTA talks are just wrapping up in Montreal. Quarles says he's confident agriculture will be well represented. And Quarles says other administration action on regulations will help farmers. That includes the repeal of the Obama administration's controversial Water of the U.S. rule.
This has been the biggest issue for the American Farm Bureau, as well as our states, with repealing what we believe would have been a dangerous power grab by a federal agency, and one that, quite frankly, needs to have people who have farm backgrounds understanding the already conservation-oriented approach that farmers already have in Kentucky.
With more than 680,000 public comments on the repeal of legislation that redefined what waters fall under federal jurisdiction, the EPA extended the public comment period and plans to have a replacement rule by April. Another bright spot for farmers, safety nets provided by crop insurance in the Farm Bill. That's something Trump told farmers he'd support during his speech in Nashville.
I support a bill that includes crop insurance, unless you don't want me to.
The 2014 Farm Bill shifted away from the flawed system of direct subsidies to farmers and moved toward a more market-oriented approach tied to crop insurance. University of Illinois Associate Professor Nick Paulson says it's working.
From a public perception standpoint, the taxpayers, both urban and rural, that help finance these types of programs are just more willing to accept a program that a farmer pays a portion of the cost, they have a stake in it, like an insurance program, versus something like a direct payment program, which is the exact opposite. They're literally just receiving direct support each year.
Crop insurance now covers 90% of farmed land in the U.S. That success creates a big target for budget cuts, says Paulson. Crop insurance now accounts for $6 billion of the Farm Bill.
Best case scenario would be to kind of leave it as is. Don't make it worse. Don't take away any of the options that we have.
In late May, Trump's Office of Management and Budget proposed $230 billion in budget cuts to the Department of Agriculture, including cuts to crop insurance. Kevin Smith and other farmers will be looking for answers in the president's new budget in a few weeks.
I think it'd have to make you pretty nervous. I'm sure the banker would be a whole lot nervous.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.